USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden from Warsaw pledging his support for Ukraine. He's also rallying the world to support the country who has been invaded by Russia.
Let us resolve to put the strength of democracies into action to thwart the designs of autocracy. Let us remember that the test of this moment is the test of all time.
The speech comes as Russia is signaling that it is implementing a new strategy in its invasion of Ukraine, but Special Advisor at the White House National Security Council Matthew Miller tells ABC's Good Morning America that the Biden administration is not focused on Russia's words.
We always wait to see what Russia actually does, not just take for granted what it actually says, because from the beginning of this conflict, they have never been honest about their aims.
Miller adds that while the U.S. was warning of a Russia invasion, the Kremlin accused America of fear-mongering. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
The Biden administration is calling for tougher sanctions against North Korea. Pyongyang test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. Kim Jong-un said his country's preparing for what it called a long-standing confrontation with the United States. The call for sanctions happened during Friday's meeting of the UN Security Council. The Assembly of First Nations in Canada is expecting nothing less than a public apology from the Vatican. This after last year's discovery in British Columbia of about 200 unmarked and previously undocumented graves of children at what was Canada's largest Indigenous residential school. A meeting between the First Nations and Vatican is set for next week. Indigenous children were forced to go to state-funded Christian schools through the 1970s. Tyree Sampson, who died on an amusement ride in Florida late Thursday, is being remembered. The 14-year-old fell to his death on the Orlando Free Fall at Icon Park. The ride had only been in operation for a few months. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Peter Chartel says he is standing up for free speech and alternative points of view. His low-budget radio station in Liberty, Missouri, outside of Kansas City, airs programming from Radio Sputnik, the Russian-sponsored radio network. Chartel told the Associated Press that he and his wife have been accused of being traitors to the U.S. and have occasionally received threats. But he contends most people who call it to complain have not listened to the program. He receives $5,000 a month to air programs. New research suggests that coffee can be good for your heart.
Three different studies published this week show that drinking 2 to 3 cups per day is associated with a 10 to 15% lower risk of heart disease or failure or early death for any reason. The senior author of the study said the research showed having a cup of Joe had either a neutral effect or was associated with heart health benefits. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
The rock world is remembering Taylor Hawkins, the drummer for Foo Fighters, for the last 25 years. The band said in a statement Friday that his death was a tragic and untimely loss. New details are available on how the 50-year-old died. Foo Fighters had been scheduled to play a festival in Bogota, Colombia Friday night. Hawkins played his final concert Sunday at another festival in Argentina. Once again, someone tried to smuggle reptiles into the U.S. Jose Manuel Perez tried to smuggle about 60 lizards and snakes into the U.S. from Mexico. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.